This is case number 12,644. Orlando Figueroa seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed garage. Sections 115.42 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Code, Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Weglia Drive, approximately 340 feet east of Wilson Hill Road. The 911 address is 15421 Weglia Drive, Georgetown. The zoning district is GR, and the tax parcel number is District 231, Map 3, Parcel 24.00. Specifically, the applicants request an 18.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback and a 14-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed attached garage. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Staff note the property is in full compliance.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, my name is Orlando Figueroa, 15421 Weyla Drive, Delaware.
Sir, you testify as well?
Yeah, my name is Juan Tercios. I'm the one who's gonna build it for him.
And your address?
212 First Street, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
And I apologize, I didn't catch your last name.
Tercios.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so I did bring some signs from his neighbors that they were okay with it.
Okay, anything you want to submit, give it to Mr. Phillips there at the end. He'll get it submitted into the record.
All right, so my customer, he needs to build his garage, but the seat beds that he had, it's like it just gave him like 8 feet to build, and he got like the whole front yard that he cannot build, but it's because the seat bags way too much for him.
There are some criteria for the variance. You might have that sheet with you. Could you go through those for us? You don't have to read the whole, each criteria, that big paragraph, but would you, why the property is unique, cannot otherwise be developed, how it's not created by the applicant, and how it will not affect the central character of the neighborhood or a minimum variance required. You should have that in your application packet.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah, in the back.
All right, so which one do you want to read?
You can go down each one, number one through five.
All right, so number one, so due to the way the land, the front yard is, due to the way the land in the front, we had no issues to build the garage. All the septic is in the back, so all the front yard is accessible to build. Number two, the garage cannot be done by the side given due to the small space due to the seat back, and that will only fit not even one car if we do build it. All right, then number three, the applicant purchased the property with a house and the septic exist in the existing location, so that will be in the back. All right, number four, we have spoke with the neighbors and they all agree, and they said that the garage won't affect them in any way. And number five, This is the smallest garage to accommodate the applicants needed.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the board?
Are the five people who signed these are all immediate neighbors on your street?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What are you using the garage for?
Can I say something? So I'm really dreaming with my garage 20 years ago. Right now I collect the money for me, builder. And all what I want is when I'm retired, keeping my car, keep it nice and dry, winter time and summer, that's it. Thank you.
Sir, you requested 10 feet off the front setback of 30 in order to build the size garage that you're looking at. And you stated in your comments regarding the questions that this is the smallest garage that you can build in order to meet what you say your needs are. So in order for this to comply, you'd actually be down to a 20-foot width, is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
Or length, I'm not sure which. And does the driveway go right to the edge of the road?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Does your property line go all the way to Wajilia Drive, or is there some common area, or would that be considered other land, like land of the HOA? Meaning, does your property line go all the way to the edge of the road, or is there a space there?
No, from the road.
To your property line.
From the road, I have 20 feet off.
20 feet?
Yeah.
Do you want 20 feet from the road to the property line?
Through the where I want to put in my garage.
So the edge of where your garage is going to be, how close will that be to the road then?
That will be around 25 feet away.
25 feet? Yeah.
From the road, not from the road.
From where that garage will be?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can you, if you wouldn't mind, on the picture here, would you be able to point out, like, where the septic is? Is it where the D5 is? Would you say that's where it is?
Mm-hmm.
In that area? Takes up the whole area, basically?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons we couldn't do it in the back.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Will the building of the garage create any visual impairment for anybody coming down the road because you're going that close?
Not really, it doesn't affect
in any way.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's really behind it, like under from the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something close to it. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I've got a couple. It was unclear to me, how big is this lot?
At least it's a quarter acre.
The quarter acre?
Yes, sir. I don't know exactly how many numbers, but it's quarter acres. Maybe a little bit more, a little bit than that.
Is any HOA approval needed?
No.
No. No, we didn't.
Looking at this, you know, one of the standards is that it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. And what I'm seeing here, if I'm reading your drawings correctly,
mm-hmm.
is that you have a two-bay garage,
right.
But they would be accessed, if you're coming from the road, you would be then turning into it. Is that right? So it's not straight in from the road.
No. Yeah.
It's a waggle and then into it. Is there a reason why a one-car garage would not suffice? Because when an applicant, you know, can build in compliance with the code, or you've got to show it's the minimum variance. So why is a two-car garage needed here?
Well, I have three cars. I want to say, you know, I'm already paid off for two for many, many years, and I want to say a little bit, I need really two garages for two cars.
And his driveway is not like too mm-hmm. big to say like we're going to park one car and go around it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, one of the things I'm looking at here is you're going to have this thing be 11.5 feet from the property line.
Right.
Are you intending that you would also be using the driveway to park vehicles between the road and the garage?
No.
No.
Where the driveway is?
As soon as I make it my garage, that one eliminate. I'm not driving anything there.
Okay, but you say you got three cars. Where's the other car going to be parked?
In the left side to the garage, because that's my property too.
In the front lot, in the front yard or the side yard?
No, side.
Okay. And your guests, if you had guests over, they'd be parking there as well?
The what?
On the driveway.
In the driveway. Oh. Well, I guess the thing is, you know, one of the things is you're putting this garage so close to your front property line that I think it would be very difficult in looking at this for a guest if they were going to park in the front yard between the road and the garage to fit comfortably on your lot and not be off your lot, off your property.
Gotcha.
So just looking at that, I see that as a potential challenge that exists. So what you're telling me is that vehicles would be parked in the side yard if they were to come on the spot.
On his driveway, but he doesn't make a like big business, so he pretty much our his daughter that busy him. So it's not like he's gonna have like a big battery, like big cars, many cars on it.
Well, the thing we have to remember though is these things do tend to run with the land, mm-hmm. so it could be future owners as
right,
well.
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons we look at these as well.
Right.
Because we also don't want cars parked out on the street.
Right, correct.
How many cars would you be able to park on your property?
Just three.
Just three? Okay. And did you look at other options such as instead of having it where there's this kind of turn, did you look at shifting it so that it projects over to the building itself, projects to the side?
What do you mean?
Right now you've got the two-bay garage running perpendicular to the road. Did you look at turning it so that the bays would face the road? Because I would think you wouldn't project nearly as far out.
Right, but I think we still wouldn't have enough sit, but.
Okay, so we did explore that and see if that was something that could be done.
Yeah. So we could try to work some many options, but either one we did, the property line was really on it from the setback. So.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, I do have one more question. Mm-hmm. Where it says that it's the nearest point, the current house is 41 and a half feet from the property line. Who measured that?
So I was the one who was measuring.
Okay. Are you a surveyor?
No. Okay. But we did have one survey guy that he was the one who started like the measurements and all that.
You had a surveyor come out?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he produce a survey for you?
Yes.
If you could submit that into the record, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, okay, so we'll go on that.
Because I think I gave my two surveys. Yeah, I think the one that I had, I submit them.
Yeah, we have a floor plan.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're referring to? There's a floor plan for a garage addition dated July 25 last year.
Yeah, I don't have any survey with me right now.
Yeah, that's a concern to me. I would want to know for sure where this house is located before we give you a variance, because I'd hate to be off.
Right. Yeah, because I did measurement myself from the property line to the house and to where the new garage is going to be. But yeah, like I say, the garage is not gonna be neither close to the driveway.
Yeah, but our variance has to be precise. If we're gonna give you a variance for a certain number of feet, we need to make sure that's what it actually is.
Okay, so yeah, so the only ones that I have is the ones that I submit with the set measurements, but I can either get a new ones if you would like.
If I may, I believe the drawings you're looking at are what he submitted to us. Is what he had help getting a survey. What he turned in is the drawing you're looking at.
Right.
So, Mr. Warfel, and I guess, because I'm looking at the diagram also, and it shows the garage to have a depth of 30 feet.
Right.
Correct? Mm-hmm. And then it appears as though you took a measurement from the edge of the garage to the property line, and you indicated that was 16 feet.
Right.
And then you said there was another 15 feet to, I assume, the road?
Right, correct. That would be from the property line to the road.
Okay, so that would give me 31 feet, and I'm looking at 30 feet as described on the depth of the garage.
That would be from one side, I guess.
Two.
And the bottom would be what, 24 and a half with it?
Mm-hmm.
But there are two front yard variances, I think, because of the angle of the front yard.
Right, correct.
You get any steps that come out of it from the roadside of this thing?
The steps?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
Thank you. No further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
So, Mr. Chairman, I think probably the best thing to do would be, in my opinion, would be to leave the record open for the purpose of allowing them to submit a survey. My concern is how long it's going to take for them to get a survey.
Well, what I would suggest then, Mr. Warfel, is we could ask the applicant that question. How long they would anticipate that would take, give them maybe up to 60 days perhaps to obtain that and have it scheduled on a date certain where we would have that as well as it open for the public for any comments on that survey only so we could ask questions of the applicant and the public could comment on it if they wish.
Can we ask the applicant about?
Absolutely.
Go right ahead. Do you think you could get a survey to us in 60 days?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then the dates... Well,
perhaps we would say, would the end of March be too... Would that give you enough time?
I would hope so, yeah.
Okay. So we could say that the survey would have to be submitted by March 31st, which I don't know if anybody's got a calendar in front of us, make sure that's a business day. Ms. Norwood, do you have that available?
Hang on.
That would be Thursday.
What's a Thursday? Okay. So if the board was so inclined, what you could say is that leave the record open for the applicant to submit a survey to the board by the 31st of March, and that the this application be put on the agenda for the limited purpose of comments from the applicant or the public as to that survey only for the first meeting in April, whatever date that may be.
Yeah, I'll make that my motion.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12644 has been left open for a survey to be submitted by March 31st, and we will leave the record open strictly for that survey and for that only limited purpose.
And comments related
to that.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.